what is happening in ZANU-PF is a matter for ZANU-PF itself, and ordinarily it shouldn't be our concern if what was happening there was normal and was consistent with the democratic ethos that as a nation we should be seeking to establish. But regrettably, what is happening in ZANU-PF is so far removed from our national goals and from the democratic ethos we want to establish, that every Zimbabwean must be very, very concerned, indeed, must be very afraid, because what we are witnessing is, firstly, that any pretensions that this party is a democratic party has been totally jettisoned. And what you then witness, secondly, is the regression into a complete mafia gangsterism in the way in which the party is being organized. And you can see a group of zealots who have absolutely no respect for anything called a democratic tradition. Zealots who will sink to any level in terms of lies, in terms of deception, in terms of violence. Name just about any anti-democratic vice you will find in the zealots who have just taken over ZANU-PF at this particular moment. So Zimbabweans who do not care about ZANU as a party, who are not members of ZANU, should be concerned that if these zealots have taken over this party and is the ruling party and is the party which historically already has a terrible record in terms of treatment of citizens and elections, and as we move forward towards future elections, we should all be extremely concerned that if these people can do what they've done to some of their own in the manner in which they have done it, what are they capable of against those of us who oppose them openly, directly, and make no apology that they must not be anywhere near power? These are the things that should be worrying us. What is passing for a Congress, a so-called elective Congress, has been reduced to nothing but a praise-singing, a fascistic celebration of Thakur.
We are hearing that maybe there are some members of the opposition that want to link up with Mrs. Mjuru to actually form a coalition. How true are all those kind of rumors?
Well, I think it's too early. It's too early to be even thinking about that, let alone talking about it. And my sense is that at this stage, it is extremely premature to even consider that possibility, given that, if to me, it is clear that these people are being threatened. Many of them, of course, were like all the other corrupt ZANU-PF things. It means Mugabe and Jonathan and company have briefcases of their own corrupt dealings. And clearly they are all going to be threatened with arrest. They are going to be threatened with dispossession of the farms that they have. They are going to be threatened with dispossessions of the businesses they are having. And it will take a lot of courage on any one of them to act against Mugabe or to join any coalition or to form even their own political party, because they probably will simply be concerned about staying out of jail. Indeed, even if there are a few who are innocent, there is nothing which can stop these gangsters from going to them and misusing and abusing the law to go at them. So I don't see any evidence that any of them have the wherewithal, the courage to stand up and start working with anybody else in the circumstances. And the Mugabe statement yesterday about arresting them was clearly, because if you've taken action against so many, clearly they were by far the majority of the Mjuru people. And if they were to decide to walk out of ZANU-PF and NAS, the ZANU-PF base will literally be obliterated. And clearly, I don't think they are in a position to allow that, and hence all these threats about arrests, about and so forth and so on. So I don't see that happening in the circumstances that we are in, and given the brutality and cruelty of those who have just won the power of ZANU-PF.
And now what would you say to critics who would say, oh, look at who is now talking and is not even taking advantage of the situation in ZANU-PF? What could be your reaction to that?
Well, not knowing what that means, we have always spoken against ZANU-PF. It's very simplistic for people to simply stand up and think that you can take advantage of what is happening in ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF has always been a militarized organization, has always been an autocratic party run by one man or run at the dictates of one man. There is nothing new that has happened. It will continue to terrorize those that it has gotten rid of from taking any action against them. And we really need to think long and hard and carefully and plan in the long term as to how, as democratic forces, we can actually find democratic ways of bringing down what is essentially an autocratic dictatorship.